This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to How To Tuesday. It's tarpon season. And tarpon season means that a lot of people are fishing around the bridges. I've got my friend Anthony Vargas here. He runs our boat at Hawks Cay, and he does a tremendous amount of bridge fishing for tarpon. So I wanted to get him on and kind of go over a little bridge fishing 101. Anthony, what's going on? How are you doing today?
Doing great, Tom. How are you guys doing?
And fantastic. Fantastic. Been catching a lot of tarpon?
Yes, sir.
Right on.
Tons of tarpon. They're biting great.
Right on. All right, Anthony. So the bridges, when you fish out of Hawks Cay, you can go bridge. There's quite a number of bridges. Long Key is one that's right there, but there's some of the smaller bridges are good. Some of the bigger ones up there around Channel 5, all of that's happening. And there's a lot of people that are fishing the bridges. There's 42 bridges in the Florida Keys, and most of them will hold tarpon. So let's talk a little 101. Like, tell me in your opinion, like what's bridge fishing 101?
Bridge fishing 101, you know, you got, you know, a couple different species of fish there. Tarpon's primarily, the species that I go for. And, you know, you got, you know, the tides that you got that play a big factor. You got a lot of bait rushing in and out of the bridge there. And it's just a good feeding place and staging place for big fish to hide and congregate and wait for an easy meal to come by.
Okay. So that easy meal, that's what we want to do as a fisherman. We want to present that easy meal to those fish. So let's talk about the setup a little bit. Like, how do you approach the bridge? How do you know, like when somebody comes down to the Florida Keys for the first time, they look at the Long Key Bridge, it's a pretty damn big bridge. Like, how would you kind of isolate where you might start looking, and how would you approach that bridge so that you're not scaring the fish, but you're also approaching it in a way that you're not making anybody upset?
Correct. So, you know, I'll run up through the bridge, you know, as I'm getting closer, I'm kind of keeping an eye on how the other boats are positioned, you know, kind of, you know, where they're at, and, you know, make sure you give them a good leeway there. You don't want to, you know, give them a big wake when you go to come by. So, you know, I'll typically come up to it, you know, kind of, you know, the bridge spans are numbered. So, you know, I got a handful of them that I like to fish first off, and, you know, I'll approach it pretty slowly, you know, give everybody a nice calm pass there, and you know, kind of see if you see any fish rolling. Sometimes you'll see some bait getting scattered, and then you know, with the different tides, man, you know, you can set up ahead of the bridge, you can fish down tide of the bridge, and kind of see what you're looking for there.
Right on. And then let's talk about the anchor situation. Like in you've got a lot of different type of bottom there. The current can run like crazy. Are you doing anything special with your anchor?
Yes, I got a claw anchor. I got probably the biggest one that you could find there at a West Marine rigged with some heavy chain. The rope I got has a couple quick release loops on it. So, you know, once you get your fish, you can just toss that loop over with your float that you have rigged to it, and you're off to chase the fish. I also got it rigged with a breakaway setup. So if it gets real lodged in a rock or anything down there, you can, you know, pull on it pretty good. It'll break that zip tie and pull it from the front of the anchor there. So it's easier to retrieve it.
Okay. And the quick release with the buoy already attached. I mean, that is not just like would you consider that to be kind of, in my opinion, it's an absolute necessity. I mean, I think that that's kind of like, if you don't have that, you might as well not really be fishing there.
Correct. Cause as soon as you get that fish and, you know, they're going to go straight back through the bridge, zigzag you through the bridge. So there is no time to be messing with an anchor or trying to pull your anchor up when that fish is on the other line. Cause you got seconds to make decisions and get the boat going in the direction that the fish is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now that's awesome. So we've approached the bridge without making anybody upset. And I was going to ask about that. Like, you know, in Key West, we don't have as many bridges as you do fishing out of Hawks Cay. And so when I first started fishing with Rich, it was like, it made me uncomfortable because we were fishing closer to people than I was used to. I didn't fish next to anyone. And some of the approaches were a little different. Like, what if you're approaching, like if the tide is running out, let's say, so all of the sterns are facing south and out towards the ocean, and the tide's running out from the Gulf, and you're approaching from the ocean side, for whatever reason you were out there on the ocean side, how are you going to find your place on the bridge in that situation? Are you going to go through the bridge where there are no boats and then approach from the upstream side, or is it okay to approach from the downstream side?
I would definitely go through the bridge and approach, you know, from the bayside there, you know, so you're not crossing over anybody's lines, and, you know, you can see, you get a good visual on which spans are open and kind of give yourself a clear shot to get set up there under the bridge.
Okay, good. And then what if you start, you know, a lot of people that don't do this a lot, they might not have exactly the right anchor system. So a lot of people will underestimate how strong the tide is, especially at a bridge like Long Key. So they put their anchor down, it starts to drag. At this point, what do you do? If your anchor's starting to drag, how do you manage that?
So that's one of the reasons, you know, going back to having the big anchor with heavy chain, you know, cause doing it on my own with clients on board, I don't have a mate. So, you know, I always, you know, go ahead of the bridge a little further than I would expect to give my anchor there, plenty of time to get set. And you definitely got to be careful, cause as soon as you feel that anchor starting to drag, you're probably going to want to go ahead and reset up, because you don't want to get stuck there under the bridge and, you know, get pinned up against the wall there.
Yeah, that's really bad news. All right. So let's just assume that we've gotten ourselves in a place where we feel like we want to start fishing. What is your bait of choice and rig of choice?
All right. My bait of choice would be the live silver mullet. They are, you know, anywhere from about 6 inches to about 14 inches there on the bigger side. You can find them quite a bit around, you know, the mangrove shorelines and stuff. And, you know, you can also use live pilchards, which are a little more abundant when you find them. And you can also set some pinfish traps, because the pinfish work pretty well as well. And for the rigs, I like to use, you know, a 8 to 10 foot shot of 50 to 80 pound fluorocarbon, depending how the tarpon are acting there. And I'd splice that together with a double uni knot. And I like to, for the mullet, I use anywhere from a 6 to 8-0 Owner Mutu light circle hook is my hook of choice. And for the pilchards and the pinfish, I like to scale the hook size down a little bit more, because those baits are a little on the smaller side. So probably more like a 4-0 or a 5-0 circle.
Okay. And are you, how many baits will you be confident? I mean, I'm sure a lot of this has to do with your customers, how many you have in the boat and all of that, but how many rods are you typically fishing?
Typically fishing two rods because, you know, once you get that bite, you know, you got to fire up the motor, let go of that anchor and reel that one other rod. And I feel like the more rods you got in the water, the less chance that landing that fish of a lifetime that you're sitting there waiting for.
Got it. And then do you have any preference of fishing times of the day? I mean, let's just say tide's not a factor. Are you preferring the morning or the evening, or what's your preference?
So yeah, tide not being a factor, I love that evening bite, you know, that 4:30 to 8:30. I feel like they tend to bite better on that sunset side, you know. You got that evening bite, you know, you got a lot of bait, you know, moving around, you know, and the tarpon are trying to get fed before they, you know, get ready for the morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now paint me a picture of your, if you said the absolute best conditions to fish Long Key Bridge are, what would you say?
I like the outgoing tide. I like fishing down tide toward the ocean. So I would have the stern of my boat anchored underneath the arch, fishing toward the ocean, toward those telephone poles that we got out there on that evening bite would be my personal preference.
And is there a stage of the tide? Like, do you like it in the middle of the tide or the highest flow or when it's just starting or just finishing, or do you have any preference there?
Yes. I like the ending would be the ending of the outgoing would be my favorite tide. But also the beginning is good as well. Cause you know, the tide's starting to slack off, the baits kind of that was rushing through there are kind of just sitting there floating, trying to figure out what the tide's doing. And then I feel like the tarpon just go crazy on those, you know, the beginning and the endings of those tides.
Right on, man. Right on. All right. Well, Anthony, how do people get in touch with you if not only they want to catch a tarpon at a bridge, but you do lots of other kind of fishing as well? You're out of Hawks K. How does everybody get in touch with you to book you?
All right. Yeah, you can get a hold of me. My cell is 321-266-2551. Leave me a voicemail if I don't answer, because most likely I'll be out on the water. You can also email me at VargasAD01@yahoo.com.
Okay. Awesome. Anthony, man, I hope you're get out there for that evening bite tonight and you find the last of the outgoing tide just as you described and the tarpon are snapping. All right, everybody, that was Anthony Vargas, Captain Anthony Vargas. He runs our boat at Hawks K and he's a spectacular dude and even a better camera boat driver. He's usually is responsible for the camera boat on Saltwater Experience too. So if you want to go down and experience a lot of things that we've shown you on the television show, man, Anthony knows where all those spots are and how to do it. He's a great dude. So, all right, that's it. We'll talk to you next week. See you.